So when we're talking about 0 to 1,000, remember, once you get above 600, as a matter of fact, here's one of the statements that he made that really set me thinking. He said that when someone calibrates above 600, which on the map of consciousness represents the life view of God view of all being, a life view of perfection, a level of peace, the emotion of bliss, and the process of illumination, the highest, almost the highest level, because between 700 and 1,000, there's so few people who've ever been there that it's all lumped into one category, that anybody who calibrates above 600, that is one of those St. Francis type people who, whenever they encounter anything, they always have nothing to send but love, that I've been talking about throughout this program, that everyone who encounters someone who calibrates above 600 and enters their energy field is automatically healed. Such is the energy that they radiate. And Mother Teresa, according to Hawkins, calibrated at 700, one of a handful of people on the planet at that time. And I remember her walking into a room and everybody in the room changing, the energy of the entire room changing. But he said, if you stay in the energy field of someone who calibrates and radiates at this level of consciousness that all of us are capable of achieving, that everyone that you encounter, every living species, will automatically be healed just by being in the presence of that. And most of us know that there are people that we feel better around than others, don't you? You have a sense that when someone walks in the room or someone gets close to you, sometimes their energy is so bad, and it isn't because they have body odor, it isn't because their teeth are crooked or because they've got bad breath or whatever. It's because they come into an energy field and they are lowering the energy that you are with, and you have a sense of feeling worse when they're in your energy space. And you also have a sense of when someone enters your energy field, it can be a total stranger, or it can be someone you respect a great deal, or someone whose work that you've admired, and they come close to you and come into your energy, and you have that warm shower feeling running inside of you. There's something, and all of a sudden there's like a healing that takes place. Remember when I had put you into the gap in the meditation? And when we talked about embracing silence, and when you go into that gap, what you're doing is you're raising your energy level just ever so slightly. But the fact of moving your energy up just in an instant of going into that gap gives you that really sort of warm, good feeling inside of you because you've reconnected to something that is higher. But imagine just being able to radiate out such a level of consciousness. And that's the way it was of Francesco. That's what it was said of St. Francis, that wherever he would go, wild animals that were terrorizing the cattle would become tame. And birds, the famous scene that I always think of in the movie about his life, Brother, Son, Sister Mood by Franco Zeffirelli, of his sermon to the birds, when the birds just all aligned and listened because there was no fear, there was no enmity. All right. So the bottom of this scale is 20. It's the very lowest thought that you can have. And it will always weaken you. Not only will it weaken you, but it will ultimately destroy you, such as its weakness. It's at 20, it's shame. So whenever you feel ashamed, when I've had people come out of an audience and I've done a muscle test on them and I've said, think of a moment in your life when you felt ashamed. You don't have to share what it is, just think of that moment. And I go to move their arm and they have absolutely no strength. And then I ask them to think of a moment when they felt most loved and instantly they go to strong. I go back to shame, they go weak. So if you are using shame on yourself or you're using shame as a way of parenting, or working with others, what you are doing is you are always using an emotional energy that will weaken. The emotion that accompanies shame is called humiliation. And the life view is one of misery. And the God view, the view of God, is one of despising. God despises us. We are ashamed. There's something wrong with us.